It's time now for the Todd Leonard Show. Leave those negative stories behind as we focus on the positive and hear from those who give back and help others. Let's start your day with some inspirational stories. Now, here's your host, Todd Leonard.
Good morning, everyone. First of all, I want to wish everyone an incredible Mother's Day. You know, this is a really special day for me. My mom is in heaven. I do everything I can to make her proud. I really just miss her every day. And my incredible wife, Jane, an incredible mom, puts up with me, which is pretty incredible. So to all the mothers out there, I wish you a very special Mother's Day as well. I mean, days like this, just you step back and you say, God bless mom. And I know a lot of people have their mother still with them and never forget to hug and just tell your mother how much you love her. We have a great show for you today. We have Nestor Bedoya, owner, entrepreneur extraordinaire, and Chef Freddy's right here in Morristown. Good morning, Nestor. Are you with us today?
Yes, I am, Todd. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, just if you can speak up, I have you on Facebook Live. I'm not sure how loud you are, but let's see if you can keep your voice up, and we'll see how far we can go with this. So, Nestor, I just spoke a little bit about Mother's Day. What does Mother's Day mean to you, sir?
Well, Mother's Day is a very, very special day, I think, not just to me, but to everyone that has a mom. I want to take a moment to acknowledge every mother out there. Happy and you know, have a happy and wonderful Mother's Day. I know it's a very different Mother's Day this time around. We're not able to spend it with our mothers and other families around us, but whomever has a wife next to them or a mother in their house, definitely make sure you hug him and kiss him today. It's very, very special.
Absolutely. And, you know, once again, I mean, we owe so much to moms, everything we do in our lives. You know, we always think about, you know, your mother and what they mean to you. So you never take that for granted. I know, as you just said, it's a little strange for a lot of folks whose mothers are still with us. They're so blessed to have their moms. But also sometimes with the social distancing, I know it's in challenging. But I would be totally remiss if, you know, my mom in heaven didn't know how much I love her and miss her. In fact, you know, ironically, Nestor, I was getting ready this morning. I was on the treadmill trying to get a little workout in before we start the show. It's kind of a weekly ritual for me. And I was thinking about my mom this morning, and I we were at Pazzo Pazzo, which is right down from your great restaurant, Chef Freddy's, at Pazzo Pazzo. Actually, ironically, I met my wife at Pazzo Pazzo. And I had Chris Russo on recently. We were talking about Pazzo Pazzo right in Motown. And there was a surprise party my mom and my wife threw for me right at Pazzo Pazzo, a few doors down from Chef Freddy's. And my mom bought me a beautiful Rolex watch, which I'm wearing right now. I don't know if you guys can see it, but I wear it so proudly, and I think about my mom. So once again, to all the mothers out there, have a special day. So, Nestor, you know, each week when I bring guests on, it's really important for my viewers, the listeners, to learn a little bit about you, about, you know, who you are. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of where you came from and a little bit of your journey in life.
All right. Absolutely, Todd. Thank you for having me on the show this morning. I was born and raised in Colombia. I came to the U.S. when I was 14 years old. A family of five. I have three brothers and a sister. Been in town since 1996. Came to Morristown High School as a freshman. Play soccer all through school. I have been married for about 16 years to my beautiful wife, Judy. I have three wonderful kids, which they're all in the school system. My daughter, Sophia, is 17 years old, driving and dating. My second child, her name is Mia. She's 13 years old. And my little guy is 10 years old. His name is Nico. Also have a mountain dog, a Bernese mountain dog, about 110 pounds. I grew up pretty poor in Colombia. I used to joke around with my friends about growing up in Riverside. And when we talk about Riverside here, yeah, we're often thinking of a beautiful community along the side of the river, you know, where you can have a view. Our view was pretty different. Anytime the water level came up, we would have to evacuate. And, you know, we'd have to leave everything behind, just grab my little sister and my oldest brother, would grab my older brother and make it up to the highest point of the mountain so that we wouldn't be, you know, washed down with the river. So that was you know, some of my upbringing in Colombia. When I came to the U.S., things definitely changed for me in every aspect of life. I was blessed to be back with my family. I was blessed to have my mom and dad back with me again, all my brothers. I started working back at Tim Schaefer's in 1997 when Tim owned it. As I referred to him, my mentor, learned a lot from him, learned my work ethic, learned the restaurant business a lot from him. So I till this day give him a lot of the credit for what I've been able to do so far. My partner and I, Freddie, we've been working together since then. 7 years later, Tim Schaefer left the States to go to North Carolina, and I took over as the general manager. Want to bring back memories. I started working at the restaurant as a busser.
Yeah, well, you know, if I may, Nestor, and we're going to go through your evolution and your incredible rise as a restaurateur right here in Morristown. But I wanted to go back. You said you came from Colombia, and it sounds to me like you had a pretty tough upbringing in terms of just kind of where you were in Colombia. Why did you decide to come to the United States?
It really wasn't my decision, Todd. My parents had already migrated here. My father came here in 86. My mother came in 89. And, you know, gradually, little by little, they would send for one of us. They couldn't make enough money to have us all here at one time, so they sent for my oldest brother first so that he could work, make a little bit of money so that they could afford to bring the next son over. And it took a period of about 8-9 years to get us all together. So it really wasn't a choice that we had. It just, you know, it was about being back home with mom and dad.
Right. And so when you came to the United States, did you come right to Morris County, or did you live in another part of the country?
Always have been a Morristown guy, and as long as I can, I will remain in Morristown, favorite and most beautiful town around.
Yeah, no, this is a great county. I mean, I've been living here in over 25 years. People are incredible. So
yes,
you talked a little bit about your upbringing, coming from Colombia. Your whole family, you know, immigrated to the United States. And you started, and you started bussing tables at a very well-known restaurant, Tim Schaefer, right across from the hotel. Did you have a background in being in the restaurant business, or you just started like this, the first job you could find?
No, not. I didn't have a background at all. At the time, I was actually a junior in Morristown High School, and I wanted to go to college, which I did. I went to Morris County College. I needed to pay for my own gas. I needed to pay for my own school. I couldn't, I didn't qualify to get benefits or to get any loans to go to school, so I had to pretty much pay it all in cash. The restaurant business gave me that opportunity. I started working there 5 days a week, bussing tables, and every penny would go to school. Little by little, I made it to a food runner. A year later, I made it to a server. And things just went on and on and on until I finally, became the general manager of the restaurant. When Tim left to go to North Carolina, Freddie and I kept the restaurant for about a year. We ran it for him for about a year. And things got really, really difficult for us here. Tim decided that he would sell the restaurant. And I asked Freddie at the time, the sous chef, if he would go and partner up with me and buy the restaurant. And he said yes. Tim agreed to sell us the place, and we bought it in 2004, at the end of 2004. Kept his name for about 7 years, and then we rebranded to what it is nowadays, Chef Freddy's Table. And the reason why we wanted to rebrand, Todd, is we were getting really good reviews. We were getting notices from, papers and stuff like that, and even though they were great, Freddie's name wasn't on it, my name was not on there, and the restaurant business, as everybody knows, is a pretty tough business. And not to have your name mentioned or your effort be recognized, it was a little bit tough for me to swallow. So we decided to branch out and rebrand. And here we are till this day, 2020, 7 years later. We have been able to stay afloat and stronger than ever.
Yeah, I have a question. You know, so you talked about the restaurant business. I've had friends and folks in the restaurant business, a lot of clients over the years. And, you know, to run a restaurant, from what I understand, I like to eat, but I've never ran a restaurant. But I understand you got to pretty much be there all the time. I mean, it's just like nonstop. Is it as hard as I've heard to run a successful business, Nestor?
I think, Todd, it really has to do a lot with how well of a delegator you become. I've been running the restaurant and had it under my command for about 16 years now, and the longer I have it, the more I learn on how to delegate and hold people accountable for. I have my brother, Louis, which works side-by-side with me every single day. He can pretty much run the operation on his own. And having someone like that, having my staff for over so many years, it really allows me to focus on a different aspect of the business, how to bring in more business, how to keep the restaurant going without me actually physically being there to run it. So when I hold people accountable for what I ask and I delegate, that makes my life a lot easier. And I've realized that it affords me to have time at home with my family, with my children. You know, I don't miss out as many of their games as I used to when I first started.
All right, so basically you've worked so hard over the years, and you built up your infrastructure, so you got a really great team around you. But I'm assuming in the earlier years, you know, back in 2004 when you took up ownership with Freddie, that was a really hard journey, right, to get to where you are today in terms of having the ability to spend a little more time with your family?
Absolutely, Todd. Back then, 24 hours were not enough for me. You know, I used to get up at 6 in the morning, 7 a.m. to try and get things up and running. And then by noon when I had people in the dining room, I wasn't really ready. And then by the time my dinner crowd came in and left, I had piles of paperwork and, you know, prep in the back with Chef Freddy. It was very, very difficult to begin, you know, and for at least 10 years, the first 8 to 10 years of that, time was of essence, very, very limited in what I could afford to do. But nowadays, things have changed, thank God.
Right. So how was that, you know, over the years in your evolution? You came to the country in 96, and then 2004, you and Freddie are able to basically purchase, take over a very successful restaurant, a beautiful restaurant, a high-end restaurant. What was that like? I mean, did you have a lot of satisfaction, or just like you're too busy working? You're like, listen, I can't take a breath and pat myself on the back. But, I mean, you must have felt great. You know, how was that feeling when you're able to own your own restaurant?
Todd, to be honest with you, it's one of the things I don't sit too much around and do. You know, when I think about it nowadays, I am so proud of everything that we have been able to accomplish, not just me, but my family and my partner all around us. It's a great experience, and it's a great feeling to wake up every morning, know that you have your own business, know that you have the opportunity to go into work and be your own boss. It is definitely the best feeling I can have. And I always encourage people, if they have a dream, if they have a plan in mind, put it to work. If you want to have your own business, definitely work hard enough because it pays off. And it's the greatest satisfaction when you could be your own boss.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I run my own office as well. I mean, it's a blessing and a curse at times. It's a blessing because you're your own man. You look in the mirror, win, lose, or draw. It's all about you. The hard part is when you run your own business, I mean, you're accountable. You got to take care of your employees, your team. You have to, you know, really take care of yourself and your family. And, obviously, you know, the burden's on you. But then again, if you do well, you know, obviously you financially can do a little better, but there's certainly a lot of pressure as well with it. I know your brother's in the restaurant business, Luis. Am I right, Nestor?
Yes, my brother Luis, yeah.
Lewis, right. So I wanted to talk about, you know, because you live local, right? And I understand that, you know, it's important to be part of the community. So one of the great things about the show is I love to bring people on that care about the community, that are part of the community, understand the importance of the community. And when I was first started the show about 6-plus months ago, I was like, what do we call the show? Is it the Todd Leonard Community Show? But, you know, over the months, I'm just trying to develop an audience that understands. We just bring on great people that care deeply about the community. And, Nestor, when I heard your story and about what you were about, that's why I was like, great, you're going to be a great guest today. And I love people that start out and you just do well. You work your fanny off, and here you are, successful, but also giving back. So let's talk about that, Nestor. In terms of your community involvement, when did you first start to realize one of the biggest blessings in life is to give back and help others in need? Because, I mean, if you can't help others with the gifts that you get through life, then I think you're not really living up to what you should be. When did you first start to realize the importance of giving back?
Well, Todd, through the restaurant, we have always been involved with charitable work. You know, having a place, having a restaurant and having food, it's really important to give back to our community. So every benefit, every tasting event that's held within the Morris County area, we go to it. I've been familiar and working together with Jersey Battered Women's Services, the Mental Health Association, the Interfaith Food Pantry, and I can go on, and the list just goes on as far as we have always tried to, whether it's donating food, donating gift certificates, doing fundraisers to benefit any specific association. We have always been a part of that through the restaurant. And coming down with COVID-19, now that you know, I realize the community has been affected tremendously, I was thinking with my wife about a lot of the immigrant and, you know, immigrant community that lives in Morristown. They are here, and we all know about him. But now it is really more in our faces the fact that they have nothing. They have a lot less than most of us. This community has been impacted in a way that if they don't work, they don't eat. You know, my wife and I were thinking about it, and we said, you know, if they don't qualify for unemployment, they're not receiving a stimulus check. They are not getting help from the government in any way. And these are people that are not, educated in a way where they're, you know, they have a bachelor's or a master's degree and they get paid through corporations. They really work by the hour. And bottom line is, if they don't have any dimes left, then there's no food. And, you know, we wanted to help out this community by starting a food drive, by bringing food over to the back of St. Margaret's Church and donate it.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, you talked about folks that are in our country. They're working hard, and they're kind of falling through the safety net. I was so fortunate. I had Carolyn Lake on, Nathan Umbriak, Margaret MacBone from the Interfaith Food Pantry right here in Morris County, yeah. And they're wonderful people. And then they talked about, you know, the safety net, making sure people are not going hungry, and you really touched on that. So in terms of why you felt it was so important to give back to the community, was that something you watch your parents, or where did you get that inside? I always love to explore that with the guests. What's the trigger? What makes you just be good people? What makes you decide it ain't all about me and my family, I'm going to give back? Where do you think the genesis of that was, Nestor?
Todd, I like I said, I reflect and I look back on the way I grew up, where, you know, if we had a piece of bread, we had to split it four ways, and if there was a neighbor in need, then it was split six ways. And it's always been kind of like that in my life. I've seen what my parents have done, and that's what they passed on to me. And what I look forward to doing is passing on this to my children. Whether they have enough or they don't, I'm hoping that they can either give it or take help from someone that can actually assist them. The need to help out really came from, you know, hearing the news and looking at, you know, the way we grew up. It was just inevitable to not look out for this community. And I realized that there wasn't really much help going their way. I did speak to Interfaith Pantry, which, you know, they do a tremendous job in the safety net and providing meals. But no one, none of us have lived through COVID-19. None of us have experienced what we have, you know, experienced in the last 6 to 8 weeks. This is something new for everyone. Their resources were exhausting. There wasn't enough food coming in to supply the demand for you know, the people that are in need right now. And I felt the need that something else needed to be done. So I reached out to a couple of friends, Jeff Hag in the community of Morristown, Melissa Spioda, which is a tremendous, tremendous person, with a reach that, I don't know if you know her, but she is a tremendous person helping out, put together networking. And with their collaboration and using a Facebook page online, I was able to start a, let's call it a foundation right now, Help Morris Now. And the name really said it, Help Morris Now, not later, not 6 months from now. It is right this time when we need it. And they helped me put this off the ground. They actually took me in, put it on Facebook, and I was so surprised to see this community, the community of Morristown, the surrounding neighbors, the way they have actually supported us, the way they have come out to donate meals, cans, people doing Venmo donations. It is incredible, the community we live in, Todd. I am so proud to be a Morristown resident. I am so proud to live in such a beautiful community.
Yeah, you know, it's great. I mean, and for the listeners, if they wanted to get involved, and we're going to really delve into it in much more detail, all the amazing things you're doing, but what would be the way they can contact you as they learn more about your, you know, mission, your journey, what you're doing to lift up the community? What you gave us, I believe, a Facebook page, or what's that about?
Yeah, so we actually have it up and running now. We created a Facebook page. I was actually... a lady, Natalie Nieto, has helped us create a Facebook page. It is Help Morris Now. And through this channel, we're trying to expand and get out to more people within the community. The ways that people can help are many different ways. People can continue to donate food. We are doing a food drive every single week in the back of St. Margaret's Church on Sussex Avenue. We are there between 10 and 12 p.m. And what people do is they come in, they pop their trunk, and we collect their bags, and off they go. We do as contactless as we possibly can. They can also do monetary contributions through the Venmo account. They can drop a check. A lot of people bring in cash. We keep a detailed log of every single donation that we get, and 100% of the proceeds go directly to the people in need.
Well, that's a wonderful thing, Nestor, what you're doing and what you're getting involved in. You know, I got so worked up talking about moms and Mother's Day and, you know, what mothers mean. I didn't even ask you how you and your family are holding up with this COVID-19. So I apologize, Nestor.
It
took me almost 30 minutes to get to that. So my apologies to you. So, you get caught up talking about moms, but, how are you guys doing? I mean, with this COVID-19, I know we're talking about what you're doing now to lift up the community, but you guys holding up pretty well?
We have all been blessed with good health. My parents are doing excellent. They actually live with my brother. They live in Roxbury, and they are bunkered down. My second oldest brother keeps them pretty tied up in the house, and they don't let him out. Everything is brought to them. They're doing well. They're, you know, my parents are 60 plus now, and my brother's doing a great job taking care of them. Here at home, my wife and I are doing great. I have my mother-in-law actually lived in with us now, and you know, which is amazing to have her here. Really, really good meals being cooked the last couple of weeks. But you know, we're doing fine, Todd. Thank you so much for asking.
Well, I'm glad to hear that as well. I mean, certainly everybody's on their own little journey, on their little island during COVID-19. But one of the beautiful things is guys like you are making a difference. You're getting involved in the community and using your network of friends and new friends to really lift everyone up, which I think is beautiful. You mentioned St. Margaret's Church.
Yes.
It sounds like that's a really important part of your life. When did you start getting involved with the to church and helping others in need. Because that's once again a beautiful thing, Nestor. Here are guys like you giving back and working through local churches, food pantries, and the like. When did you first start to make your commitment to the church to help others?
As soon as I got here, actually, in 96, there was a group called 10 Plus, and it was 10 members, all within their, you know, this teenage years, 16 to 20. My oldest brother and his wife were actually the leaders of this, and it used to be called 10 Plus. We would gather every single Sunday, and we would just pray a little bit, share ideas about what we were going to do from now on in terms of the church. We were volunteers to collect the actual, you know, we did the collection every single week at the church during Mass. And you know, so I've always been involved with St. Margaret. I got married at that church in 2004, and I've known Father Hernan for many, many years. So we work close together. He's a personal friend of mine, personal friend of my family, and a great leader in our community.
Well, that's wonderful. So, Nestor, we're going to take a very short break. We're going to be back in 30 seconds and really dig deep into your incredible response to COVID-19 as a local restaurateur. We'll be right back.
The Todd Leonard Show is sponsored by the Leonard Foundation, whose mission is to support the children and families who are battling pediatric cancer and those in need of food and assistance, women's shelters, and other important social services in the community. They also proudly support those fighting pancreatic cancer. They feel it's vitally important to help those in need in our amazing community when they need us the most. Please join them in extending a helping hand and go to leonardcharity.org and donate now. Together, we can touch many lives.
Nestor, thanks again for joining us this morning and for the listeners who just tuned in. Nestor Bedoya right here in Morris Township doing wonderful, amazing things for many years. So Nestor, I was just talking to you a little bit about your involvement with the church and, you know, your relationship with the church and the community. Did you, understand, how that might impact your life when you first got involved, or you just kind of do your thing and it just evolved over these many years?
It's been, you know, I don't really know what started to drive this, Todd. You know, it's crazy how this has evolved into what it has evolved now. Initially I went to church like everyone does, every single weekend for Sunday Mass. And, you know, you start to build this connection with a higher authority. And you just, you know, something tells you that you need to help out. Something tells you that you need to do good. It's an inner voice that talks to me, honestly, that, you know, kind of gets me going and gets me moving and doing things as we do on a daily basis.
Yeah, so your involvement and your faith in God, it sounds like a really important, powerful kind of driving force in your life. And you mentioned like that inner voice, because I'm always interested in this. And what is that inner voice that kind of gets people to do hopefully the right thing as opposed to the wrong thing? Was that something you had as a younger person that just evolved over time, or is it more something more recent and as you've gotten a little bit older?
I have always felt that and had it. It's just a lot more vocal now, and it's coming out. And the more I do things and the more people in our community come together and help out, the more my voice gets a little bit louder and it's heard in different places. That's really the one thing I've realized, especially during COVID-19, that the more I speak to people and the more I try and share the message with everyone about helping and working together, it is contagious. It's, I realize, you know, and people's response, the minute they hear it, whether it's me, my brother, anybody working with me, they want to help. They tell me how much they really want to start being a part of what we're doing. And, you know, I started out with just two hands, my wife, my brother, and now we have an army of people coming around us and helping us. And it really is by spreading the message and having a voice that's heard all throughout.
Right, so you basically, and you're very humble. I mean, you touch so many lives already, and you're really just getting warmed up, which is, I'm sure, a great feeling. So it's your wife, yourself, and then all of a sudden you're starting to see the community really get behind this. And how does that make you feel, Nestor, that you started out very humbly, and you're still a very humble person, but you're really seeing this grow, and you should be very proud about, you know, what you're doing to lift all of us up. What is that feeling like?
Todd, more than feeling proud of what I've done in conjunction with the people around me, I feel proud of everybody that has taken an action and that has actually done something to help. I have gotten to know the best in people that I didn't know they had it. I have seen, neighbors and friends that, I've known all my life. And I never knew they were this charismatic. I never knew they were so given and willing to, put themselves at risk to come out and help for the greatest of society. This is a time where when you step outside of your house, you put yourself at risk. You could wear gloves, you could wear a mask, you could go out and be as cautious as you can, but you do know you're leaving your quarantine and something could happen to you. And I look at the people around me, coming out and willing to help, and it's just amazing to realize that they put themselves at risk for the benefit of someone else having a meal, for the benefit of someone else having something to actually eat the next day. That is inspiring, and you ask me how I feel. I feel overwhelmed by all of this. It is heartwarming. Every night before I go to bed, I do a quick prayer and I thank the Lord for allowing me and allowing the people around me to, number one, stay healthy and to keep on, continue to help out.
No question. I mean, I also pray to God in the morning and at night for everything that I'm so blessed to have. So what do you have, like, a message for the listeners in terms of kind of like your moral compass and what kind of guides you in terms of the things you're doing to respond to COVID-19 and the other things you're doing in life to lift up others in need?
My message would be for everybody to, if you can give a helping hand to someone in need, please do so. Like we talked about it before, there are so many ways that you can help out without having to, come in contact with a person. Be courteous to your neighbor. Be sensitive to their needs. Not right now, it's not a time to be judgmental of why are they doing it, how come they're not. We really have to be very, very careful of how we treat people. Your situation might be different than my situation at home. You might live in a larger house where you have space to quarantine and not be on top of each other. Other families don't really have that space. They don't have cell phones. They don't have TV. They don't have a lot of things where they can distract themselves. So my message out there is just really, really be mindful of people around you and, the way they live versus the way you live.
Right. So, Nestor, one of the things that I do, I have to at least appear to be prepared for this growing audience, which I'm really excited about, is you also told me that you should feel to help others reach their dreams. And I found that to be really powerful because you're lifting other people up. And I thought that was really a cool mantra. And you also told me if each person could help another person in need, we'd have a beautiful world. And nobody can do it alone, and together we can make a difference. And that just resonates with me because I've been so fortunate over this last 6 months. Like you, I'm just getting warmed up, and I've had some incredible guests on. I mean, just wonderful people. Chris Mazzarella's of the world, Chris Russo's, Melissa Spiotta, Shannon Steets. I've had some incredible guests on, and I'm so privileged. I had a nurse on, Amy Pierce. Happy Mother's Day to Amy. And I've had Diane Grossman, Mallory's Army, a one-man army, talk about a mother who really cares deeply about her kids. And just so many wonderful people on. I mean, it's really amazing. But I love the fact that you're helping others reach their dreams. That's a powerful message, Nestor. It's a beautiful message. How did that all kind of come about, lifting others up? Not so worried about yourself, but others.
It really, you know, it's something that you don't think about. You don't put together, you know, and you don't put it into people. It just comes out naturally when they see that others are helping, and when they see what one person is doing, they want some of that. They really want to take a little bit of what that person's doing to themselves. And once they do it, they realize how good it feels to actually help another person. When we talked about the message that you just read, the person, you know, if one person can help another one in need, we will have a beautiful world, you know, that really we cannot do it alone. You cannot help out an entire community. I cannot do it. But if we join our forces together and, you know, we collaborate the way we have been doing with so many of the fascinating people in this town, we can really make a difference. And I think that we are making that difference by just joining forces and working together every single day.
Right. So Nestor, for the listeners, I mean, you have been doing some amazing things. You know, you're delivering foods to the frontline heroes, you know, the hospital, the entire hospitals here locally. That's a beautiful thing. You're helping with the food pantries. You're feeding the hungry. You're doing so many wonderful things. How many families are you feeding on a weekly basis?
Well, God, we started out initially with COVID-19, hit, and you know, we were ordered to be quarantined. We started out small, just like everything in life starts out small. We were doing, you know, 20 meals for the hospital, for the ER. We were doing a few meals for IFP, for the senior center, on Early Street, and also the senior center on Ketch Road. You know, I sat back with my staff and my family, and we talked about who are the people that are most impacted right now. And we figure, you know, our heroes over at Memorial Hospital needed the help. So we started out that right away. And then our elderly, we realized that a lot of elderly people that are at the centers, they don't have relatives anymore, or they don't have someone that visits them. So we wanted to make sure that they recover with meals. I know a few other restaurants like Pomodoro, and, you know, I can name a few. They were all doing the same thing and helping out, which is incredible. Little by little, things started to grow. The need for more food, and you know, as the week one, week two, families had less money, we started to fundraise, and people donated. The more money that came in, the more families that we started feeding. We are up to about 500 to 700 families on a weekly basis, thanks to, you know, all the generosity and donations of our friends and community.
Well, that's wonderful, Nestor. And for the folks that are, you know, obviously just touched by your involvement, your close friends, you know, other restaurateurs who are really giving back during this crisis. And I love the community pulling together. What's more important when there's like a Mayday call, you got to band together. And I love the idea of the community really so close. What do you have? Like you said, you have a Facebook page, or how do the people reach out and either volunteer, donate, do what they need to do to help out the community?
Yes, through our Facebook page, which is Help Mars Now, people can actually follow us on there and see where we're going to be every single week. There are, you know, we have a Venmo account set up on there with the link so that they can actually, you know, donate directly to that account. And they can also come out and volunteer. A lot of people send us messages regarding volunteerism. We are excited to take on as many people as we can that want to help out. Not only has you know, this been about food, now we have had Jessica joined us, one of our close friends, to actually bring books. And I know in Morris County, in Morristown, they have been doing a book pretty much drive. Where, you know, they're bringing books to the church, and we hand them out to a lot of the families that have small children so that they can keep them occupied.
Oh, yeah, keeping the kids occupied, Nestor. Talk about it. I'm blessed with two little youngsters. Wow. That homeschooling, they do a great job, let me tell you. Those little rascals, man, they need to be entertained. I think that's great with the books as well. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just had a laugh because I just said, wow, these little kids, I mean, you know, there's only so much you can do. You got to try to keep the kids somewhat occupied. And once again, happy Mother's Day to my wife, because Lord knows this coronavirus, that really does test the mother's patience, not just for the kids, but for the spouses listening. I think we all know. The husband's also got to step up, too. But, you know, once again, I think that's beautiful, Nestor. You're getting so many different folks together. I was going to ask, you know, from an entrepreneurial view, you know, so you built up this business and then COVID-19 hits and everybody is, like, sheltered in place and people aren't buying anything because they're not leaving their house because it was, like, all hands on deck. Like, you can't leave. You can't do anything. We're starting to open up a little bit. We know social distancing must be followed. But what was that like when you first kind of heard Governor Murphy's doing an outstanding job? But, you know, like, oh, my God, I got to pay my bills. I got my family, my employees, which are part of your team. Same thing for my office. You say, oh, what's going to happen? What was that like?
The first day, I think it was March 17th, on that Sunday when I heard the news, I froze. I was sitting in bed and I literally froze. I had no idea what I was going to do the next day. You know, we've operated a restaurant for, you know, over 16, 17 years now. And all of a sudden, the only thing in my mind is I am out of business. I took the following day, Monday, we took that day off. We came into the restaurant and we actually pretty much packed everything because we thought we were not going to be able to do any sort of business. And then Jeff Hag came up with a brilliant idea of creating a page, which is called Order Twice a Week Facebook, Order Twice a Week Stimulus Page for Morristown. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but a lot of the restaurants in Morristown and surrounding neighbors have joined that page. And what we do is we post specials, we post our menu, our operating hours for curbside pickup service. And that was the big parachute for, you know, a lot of the restaurants, I can say, in town and a lot of the restaurants around our town that are actually, you know, mimicking and doing the same thing. He outdid himself with his idea, and that has kept, I think, you know, most of our restaurant fellows in business as of today. But it was really nerve-wracking knowing that, you know, one day we were in business fully operating and then the next day we're shut down by the government. And the uncertainty was, you know, unknown.
Yeah, no question, Nestor. That's the reason why I wanted to ask. I've had the incredible guests, local community folks giving back, going to the front lines, feeding the heroes. I mean, what's more important than that? But then they're also like, well, wait a minute. What about the local business owners? Are they going to have a business? Are they going to survive? Because we need that. That's vitally important for the community as well. But here's what fascinates me, Nestor. Here you are. You built up a business and then bam, I mean, COVID-19 really struck in earnest mid-March. But you're still giving back. You're worried about your restaurant, but you're giving back. Where'd you get the faith to understand that you're going to get through this? Because you are. I mean, I can tell you're a very successful person. But you also were giving back at the same time. I know we're in the middle of it still, but have you reflected on that, how you're able to balance running a business stall, but also being so generous with your heart, your humanity?
It was a matter of honestly just looking at, you know, looking at the people around you. When I came in work that Monday just to, you know, just pretty much close the restaurant down, we thought about our staff, my guys in the kitchen, my guys in the front, how were they going to be able to, you know, support their families during this time. And Freddie and I, my partner Freddie and I, made a commitment that we would actually take care of them, that we would, you know, make sure that they had a few dollars every week and that they would actually have food from us. And we made that commitment right from the same day. And then looking a little bit farther out, you know, we started the Facebook page through the stimulus, and our community came and supported us like they never had. I mean, it's amazing. You know, we've always had amazing patrons. We really have had them. But now more than ever, everyone realized the need to support the local businesses, and they started ordering. And people were so generous with a tip for the staff, leaving leaving a little bit extra for the guys that they knew were not getting paid. And, you know, this has turned into just a wonderful, wonderful way of helping out a community. Once we realized that we had that, we felt the need that we needed to do a little bit more. And, you know, like we talked about it before, with the heroes in Morristown, with our doctors and medical staff, you know, they needed to be fed, and every restaurant came together and actually started doing that. And, you know, like I said, it is contagious. The need to help, the wanting to help. If you share that message with people around you, it's contagious. And Todd, one thing I wanted to tell you is, you know, as bad as COVID-19 has been, and as fast as it spreads, generosity and good kind of people, that spreads out faster. You know, and I think that we're gonna definitely make it through this. I know I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. We are doing better, and, you know, by no means do I encourage people to go out and start doing things. Please, you know, to all of our listeners that are there today, make sure that we stick to the guidelines from our governor, you know, that we can all wear a mask, that we can all, you know, stay within distance and wear gloves and keep the same precautions until we really knock this thing out.
Right. You know, Nestor, this is what you just touched on, which I always known, and that's why I love doing the show, is the community is filled with wonderful people. In any society, you're going to have a few bad apples, but there are so many incredible people. And you touched on the generosity. And when the community understood how serious this was, because I think we all thought in like January, this coronavirus, what's the big deal? What's that all about?
Right.
It's not going to happen here. And then, bam, like March, you're like, talk about March madness. Everything's shut down. And then you see the groundswell of people just saying, listen, we're going to do this. We're going to get through this together. And I've seen the community get together. I've never seen it before, but I knew it was in the spirit of the community. And people diss Facebook, but all the wonderful things, just go on Facebook. There's a lot of great things happening, and guys like you and helping, you know, help Morris now. But it's really uplifting, am I right, Nestor, to see the beauty and the humanity of the community to pull together?
Absolutely, absolutely, Todd. There is more good than bad out there. And I think, you know, that this time that we're living in right now has given us all the opportunity to witness it. That there are more people willing to help out and contribute than there are to harm others. You know, I think you have seen it on Facebook, and, you know, we've been all a witness to the people around us helping out every single day. It is amazing, and it's nothing I have ever experienced before, to see how one human being can help another human being.
Well, there's no question, and that's why it's just a beautiful thing to just see the community pull together, honor the healthcare workers, the nurses, the doctors, the staff, the first responders. You can't forget the police, the fire, the EMTs. I mean, they put their lives on the line for us. But I love the whole community coming back and saying thank you. I drive around like all of us, and we say, you know, the heroes, and they are. I love seeing the signs. It lifts my spirits up. I had Amy Pierce on, like I said earlier, a wonderful nurse right out of Newton and St. Clair's in Dover, and I know it lifts their spirits as well. So, Nestor, I wanted to ask you just a few things, too, is the balance of life. Because I love the Karate Kid Miyagi. How do you balance? You know, you're a restaurateur. I like the way that sounds. It makes me sound kind of sophisticated, restaurateur. But, I mean, you're a dad. You know, you're a husband. You're a local leader. How does that kind of, like, balance? Like, how do you do it all? You're giving back. I mean, you're feeding the hungry. You're taking care of your staff. You're taking care of the community, St. Margaret's, the food pantries. You're helping people with rent. I mean, you're doing some amazing things. How do you balance it?
Well, number one, is I have a very loving and caring wife that supports me. That, you know, that alone allows me to, you know, focus on the other things that I am doing. By me knowing that my children are taken care of at home, and that, you know, she just keeps a tight ship at the house, it allows me to go out there and take other things on with the rest of my friends and family. It's, you know, I've always said to my friends and anybody that knows me, we all have the same 24 hours in a clock. I don't have a few more hours than you do, or you don't have less than I do. It's just a matter of how we distribute those hours. How early do we get up and, you know, get our day going? And how much, you know, sitting on the couch do we do? I for one, you know, I'm an early bird. I'm up every single morning early, and I like to, you know, tackle things as they come. And that's how I find my balance. I don't really procrastinate as much. I don't sit on things. If they need to get done, I am moving and, you know, just knock it off my list so that I can continue going on. And I found out that, you know, that works for me. When you and I started the conversation, you know, you said to me that you were working out this morning and, you know, doing your exercise. To me, that's always been a vital part of my life. I love the exercise. I love, you know, the run, lift a couple of weights, because it keeps me on my even keel. It keeps me on my, you know, it keeps me balanced all day long.
Yeah, you know, Nestor, I have to once again give a shout out to my mom in heaven. She would be shocked because I was a bit of a late riser. You know, I get up early now. I guess maybe plus with two little kids, but I get up early because my late mom used to. Oh my God, I gave her quite a workout getting me ready to go to school as a young kid in Springfield. That was quite a duel. But I laugh about it now because I do love getting up early. It's a great way to start the day, get a little workout in. I like to throw the weights around as well. My wife always screams at me, "Why do you tell everyone you work out?" I don't know, I just like saying it. Well, I can't help myself. So do you have any, you know, things that we've been talking about today, Nestor? Do you have any advice to the listeners about getting involved in the community and things they perhaps can do to lift up others in need, which is the most important thing to be able to do in life?
You know, to everyone, you know, out there listening, and like I said at the beginning, there are too many ways that you can, you know, really help out without exposing yourself. You know, we did talk about this a little bit. Be charismatic, be caring for others. You know, take the opportunity that, you know, this quarantine has given you to look at life in a little bit different. You know, I know that we, you know, all through our lives, we've always been focused on just work, and, you know, we don't pay attention to the little things in life. And those little things in life that we take for granted are really, really what makes a great country, a great family, a great everything. When we start to, you know, really, really appreciate the little things that we are given, time, you know, for everyone out there that can dedicate time to their children, for everyone that missed out on their bowl game, make sure for now on, you know, this is the new normal. This is actually the real normal. You know, the way things should be. Focus on family, focus on friends. And, you know, your work and your job is one thing, but your family life and everything else also has to be a priority.
There's no question, you know. I had some incredible guests on, I keep on going back to, but I had the D'Amicos. They launched the Kindness for Christopher movement. And these people are just, in my opinion, heroic too. They had tremendous adversity. They lost their beloved son in 2015, and they changed the world. They just basically started talking about, let's be kind to each other. Let's be nice to each other. And that's really what it's all about. And you really touched on it, Nestor, about just, you know, balancing, but giving back. And this should be the way it is. I mean, you know, maybe I'm a little bit living in utopia, but I know there's so many wonderful people out there that give back. And if you just open your eyes, you can actually see it happening. And everybody gets caught up. They got to pay the bills. They got this, they got that. But just to give back, and it's, am I right, Nestor? It's a wonderful feeling when you give rather than taking.
Absolutely. It is the best feeling when you can take your shirt off your back and give it to someone else. It's, you know, it's such a gratifying feeling. And I encourage everyone out here listening that if you can do it, please do so that you can experience exactly everything we are all experiencing right now. Help out a friend in need, and you will see, you know, it will not go unnoticed. It will not be in vain. People will appreciate it and remember you for that, you know, especially in this time of need.
Yeah, you know, I talked about my parents, my late mom and dad. They were just incredible role models. And everything I do, I try to do the right thing. I'm not perfect. Who the heck is perfect? But I always try to make my late parents proud. And just doing the show, I have to say, just some of the, you know, shout-outs I'm getting, it feels good, to be honest. I mean, I just do what I can to be the best person I can. And, Nestor, that's what you're doing. You know, each day you're getting up, you're supporting the family, you're supporting yourself. You're lifting up the community, helping others in need. I just touched on it, and I don't know if the listeners heard, but you help people with their rent. And that's a beautiful thing, to be able to take some of the resources you have and lift others up. So you should be really proud about yourself as well. And for the listeners, once again, Nestor, because you're an incredible person, if they've been touched by the show today and they want to give back, volunteer, donate, be involved, what Facebook page should they hit up to help out?
The Facebook page would be Help Mars Now, and you'll find all the information on there. But, Todd, just to make sure, and you know, so that everybody understands, I am just a voice, but behind me there is an army of people that have made, you know, our Help Mars Now move become what it has become. You know, I am, and I have become the face of this. But behind me, the support that I get from all my community, family, and friends is really, really huge. And I want to make sure that, you know, that our listeners do understand that it is not me alone. By no means have I done any of this on my own. This has been thanks to the contribution of everybody that knows me or has heard about what we're doing, and everyone that has been touched by this movement and their contributions.
Yeah, Nestor, can you say one more time your Facebook page and speak up just a little bit one more time?
Absolutely. Our Facebook page is Help Mars Now.
Help Mars Now. That's the Facebook page, because I mean it's vitally important to lift up the community. And you know, Nestor, you know, Chef Freddy's table right here in Morristown. God bless you and everybody on your team that are lifting up the community. I agree, it's an army of people, but God bless you. I want to wish you an incredible Mother's Day. Hopefully your wife was listening. You gave her some good props, so hopefully she was. And one day I'm going to walk into Chef Freddy's. I like to do it without a mask on, because your food, I hear, is delicious. But I want to say God bless you and keep up what you're doing. It's been a real honor to have you on this morning, okay, Nestor?
God bless you as well, Todd.
Right. So for the listeners, before we conclude the show, you know, it's an emotional day for me. I'm an emotional guy. If you know me, I get a little worked up. But when Mother's Day rolls around, I do pause and I reflect. I'm going to go to the cemetery and visit my mom and my dad and my grandmother, grandfather, you know, everybody that means the world to me. But we can't lose sight of what family's about and what mothers make a big difference in all of our lives. You know, I think of everything that I do in my life, and I think about my mom guided me through my trials and tribulations. I gave my mom quite a workout. But my mom was an incredibly strong person. My mom was maybe 5'1", give or take. I'm not that tall. I might kind of round it up a little bit. I think people that are around my height understand that. But she had great spirit, and she had a great heart, and she's instilled that in me and doing my best and help others in need. My mom was really funny, and she just had some incredible qualities. And, you know, when you lose a loved one, a treasure, there's a word I didn't say to Nestor, but cortisone, your heart, it changes you. But you also reflect, like, for everyone that's moms are in heaven, you still should rejoice in having that mom in your life. And for all the mothers that are with us today, my wife, Jane, I love you. Thank you so much for what you do to help raise our kids. And for all the moms out there, God bless you, for you make a huge difference in everyone's lives. I know there's a phrase called the mama's boy. I'm proud to say I'm a mama's boy. You know, my mom has meant the world to me, and she still does. And for those that have the moms, you should go, and if you can't visit your mom today, pick up the phone, do FaceTime, tell your mom how much you love her and miss you, because that is a beautiful, cherished memory to have your mom with you, and you should really spend time with your mom. I also say to everyone, take time and enjoy life. I know we're going through a challenging time. People are freaking out. But we're also getting through this together. And together we can make a huge difference. So I want to wish everyone an incredible Mother's Day today. I really appreciate you tuning in. There's so many wonderful people out there. Nestor Bedoya is a great example of a guy just making a difference. If you know people making a difference in the world, reach out to me. TheToddLeonardShow.com. I got a website. You can check it out. You can call my office, 973-920-7900. Send me an email. Say, Todd, I love it, I hate it, whatever it might be. Hopefully you'll give me some good feedback, but I like feedback nonetheless. TLeonard@LawLeonard.com. And once again, thank you so much. Enjoy this Mother's Day. Give your mom a big hug, a big kiss. Tell her you love her. I look forward to having you tune in next week. Take care and enjoy this beautiful day. Take care.